Tyshirt Entertainment.
System startup commencing. Operations engaged. Welcome to Reality Check.
It's showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. The man with the master plan. The shepherd to higher consciousness. Here he is, Alex Tyshirt.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Let's let that song sit in for a sec. Shout out to Logic.
I like it.
And welcome everybody to Reality Check.
Welcome.
In studio today, the beautiful, the talented, the courageous, Brittany Carrillo.
Hey.
What's up?
What's Gucci?
How you doing?
Good. Full of energy. Feel great.
Oh.
Yes.
Do you really feel great?
Not really. But maybe if I say it, then I'll feel it.
Well, first off, I'd like to give you a big round of applause for being the trooper you are.
I feel like I'm always sick. Every week.
What's going on with you, B? How can we solve this problem? We gotta stop getting you sick. We need you healthy for the shows.
Yeah, I know. My ears hurt.
Ooh, so what happened? Enlighten us. What'd you get into? What sickness struck you?
I don't know. An ear infection.
Oof.
It hurts.
That's one of the worst.
It really hurts because then it goes down to my throat, and then I swallow, and it like goes back to my ears.
It's like a chain reaction, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Oof, well, we're sorry to hear.
But I'll be better.
On a good note?
Yes.
You're in Reality Check.
Hey!
What's up?
Kill him.
And that's actually a good reason you brought up that song. Because not only do we have
sexual chocolate
in studio,
sep,
we're going to be breaking down music.
Yes.
And the culture of music. But before we jump into that, kind of do some backstories. Talk about ear infections real quick, because you just brought up a story. Did you know I actually had such a bad one? It was about 4 years ago. I had such a bad ear infection that my ear was starting to swell up. And my whole ear started to push out, and it looked like I was like one of those dopey guys that has one ear. I went to the doctor. They said I had an outer and inner ear infection.
Oh my God, how did you get that?
Swimming in a pool, you get water stuck in your ear. It starts to dilute, gets stagnant, starts to infect yourself. And what was funny is he said, excuse me, I asked him, how do I kind of explain to people the pain I'm feeling? Because it's literally, I couldn't sleep. He said, the best way you can describe it to people is someone has an ice pick and they're just jamming it in your ear every time you try to sleep or anything every once in a while. It was so bad. I had to have eardrops, antibiotics. I couldn't do anything.
I'm on antibiotics.
Right. But you see, the trick is you have to use the antibiotics till the end. And you have to kind of not drink too much until they're done.
Lesson learned. You live and learn. I won't do it again, I promise.
There you go. Because you know what they say.
That don't impress me much.
It does not. You got to be able to handle that stuff to keep yourself healthy. Because we need you for the show.
I know. It's just those antibiotics, they're tricky. They make you feel amazing, and then you think you're good and not. Psych.
That's what all those bodybuilders say on steroids when they get off it. I'm still yoked, but I can't pick up this 10 pounds for some reason.
Right? Gotcha.
Right? So to dive into this big topic, I was driving around. I was with some buddies. We went out for the weekend. Got some drinks, went to the beach. It was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Listened up to some turn-up music. You know that kind of turn-up music. It's like, oof.
I want to hear all that. I want to hear none of that.
Wait, I want to hear all that, but I don't want to hear all that. Did you hear that?
I want to hear all that. I want to hear none of that.
Come on, Alex. That totally makes sense. It makes sense. He wants to hear all of it, but he doesn't want to hear it. No.
That don't impress me.
That doesn't impress me much, okay? But see, I can understand the whole vibe of it. When you're out with your buddies, you're turning up, you're drinking, you want music that's going to make you feel good. That's going to get you up and going,
mm-hmm.
get you active. And that, those songs really do. Fetty Wap, Young Thug, Yo Gotti, they kind of get you pumped.
Yeah, they make you feel hard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hard. Okay. Like a... Welcome. And not only is it something for you to understand, but ooh, it's hard.
I can't with you.
Oh, not today, huh? Not
Bye.
Today.
Sexual chocolate.
Bye. There's the Brittany drop. What's up, B-Wayne? Welcome to the show.
Hey.
B says what's good. We're ready for the photo shoot. We've been putting in OT.
Mm-hmm.
I take off the shirt, but ladies.
Oh, no.
It's hard.
Can we do the not impressed?
I got you, B. That don't impress me. So you're out with your buddies and you're turning up. You're listening to some music. And I started to think, what happened to music over the past of when I was born in the 90s just to now the late 2010s, I guess you could say, almost to 2020. Mm-hmm. Not even in two generations, or you could say, two centuries. Music has took a big change. It's getting washed out, in my opinion. A lot of hip-hop, for example. Mm-hmm. I liked old school Pac, Biggie, old school 50, Eminem. Stuff that was very diverse and gave you options. Mm-hmm. Authentic. It had substance to it. Diversity. Authenticity. Lyrically, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I could listen to their songs and they would tell you a story. But nowadays, it seems it's all about sex, drugs, and money. And everybody sounds the same. So to me, to find individuals who are passionate about something, say music, that really want to make a difference in society by bringing those to light who are doing things that help us as a whole. Why are those people not in the limelight? What do you think? Is it maybe it's not catchy? People don't think it'll sell? Hollywood doesn't think it's a hit? What is your opinion on that?
I don't know. I just feel like nowadays songs are less about, you know, like their success, you know, or like how they got to where they are and the struggle. It's more just about like...
Turn up.
The girls, the money, the drugs, you know, or just like, I don't know, random words that they...
I want to hear all that. No, I don't want to hear any of that.
Yeah, like, wait, what? One more time?
Hold on.
Maybe
did
slower?
Did you just contradict yourself in the first 5 seconds of that? It's like, literally, I'm trying to sit here and listen. Okay, the beat.
I want to hear all that. I want to hear none of that.
Okay, then I won't listen. I mean, shit, you just told me you want to hear it all, but you don't want to hear anything.
Or is there a deeper meaning?
Ooh. I don't think so. No. It's Rich Homie. Come on, let's not give him more than he's needed. Let's not break this down into something it's not, okay? You totally bringing me down now on this whole trying to hate on him.
Well, you know what? That's the homie.
Is it?
No.
Ooh, wow. We're hearing this heat right now.
I'm kidding.
Well, I kind of call it the evolution of hip-hop. And is it even hip-hop anymore? It's a good way to think of it. Since the early 1990s, hip-hop has undergone changes that persists, that purists would consider degenerating to black culture. So you think about that. Why would they say it's degenerating to black culture? Well, if you go back in time, hip-hop wasn't really around as frequently as it is now. It wasn't shown as much as it was. It wasn't played as much. It wasn't publicly okay. It wasn't kind of a sound that people were used to. A lot of people thought it was a fad. It would come up and it would just die away. But it's interesting because a lot of the African-American culture, it was a way for them to express themselves.
Yeah.
To really show the limelight of what their struggle is through music. And they thought that's the best way to get to people because who would listen to just preaching? Not everybody. Church isn't for everybody. People don't like to be told what to do. Right? Mm-hmm. But if you put it behind a beat, give it some flow, make the rhymes, make the words rhyme, you kind of got something good going there, right?
Yeah.
So it started to take off.
It sticks.
At the roots of these changes is what is being called commercial hip-hop now. They're calling it commercial, to where it's basically trying to sell you something. Hmm. That's interesting to me.
Hmm.
Every commercial has an agenda, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the agenda? Commercial hip-hop has degenerated what so many MCs, like DMC and Snoop Dogg, are saying has chanted rhythm lyrics with a strong rhythmic accompaniment. So in the 80s, that's when they tried to build a culture to it. They had rhythm lyrics. They had dance, music, creative, artistry. And people would not only love this, but they would bob their head and enjoy it. It would kind of get across to people, a good message. Well, now that hip-hop has grown and expanded, can we say that the black community has as well? That's a good question. Well, hip-hop represents a tree that has branched off into simultaneously variations over the year. So you kind of think some might have it to diverge into craft supports, I guess you could say, authenticity. That's the best way I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be real. Be who you are at the heart.
Yeah.
Show people what's about. But other rappers would pursue it as more of an enriching path. Mm-hmm. Way to get that money. I think that's where it kind of got lost. People think acting now, too. It's the limelight. You get famous. You get money. But necessarily, if you go back to the 20s, they weren't making that much money. So why were people into acting? Maybe there was something they wanted to express.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my buddy Jay Moore, who has a show here on the weekdays.
Yep.
We talked about this.
Okay.
And since we're good friends now, I work on his show. He said, well, let's do a back and forth. You ask me questions, I'll ask you questions.
Okay.
So he asked me the first question about asking why I wanted to be in entertainment. I said, ooh, that's a good question. I want to make a difference in society. I feel the way we're going with entertainment now, it's not the right path. We're not putting into light the people that have real passion, mm-hmm. that really want to change the world in a better light, make people happy. I feel we're kind of more on the beauty, things that are fake. Someone that's not as beautiful as somebody else, that beautiful house that you can get, that amazing car, ball and pad. Not everybody wants that.
Mm-hmm.
But they force it on you to think that way.
Yeah.
So I told him, I want to make a difference. I want to change the game up to where the people that really should be in the focus limelight, they get to be there. They get to make a difference. And he said, you know what? I like that. I respect that.
Very good answer.
Go for it and give me a question. I said, why did you get into acting? He said, it's very simple. Look at me. I grew up not having a lot of people talk to me. It was hard for me to find friends. I would always travel to different cities on my bike, driving hours at times, just to have friends. I wanted people to look at me. I wanted people to enjoy me. I wanted people to know I was there. So he said, I got into acting, so I always had people looking at me. Wow. I got into comedy because there was always people there for me. And he said, I had a deep issue with myself, not knowing who I was and accepting myself. Pretty deep, right? And
that
I looked at him and I said,
deep.
Jay.
That don't impress me. Oh, God.
Where's that, Brittany? Bye.
Oh, no.
No. But it was pretty, it hit
that
me home.
That was a good answer.
Yeah, it hit me home. And I said, wow. So a lot of people get into this industry maybe just to have people enjoy them. They didn't feel that love at home.
Wow.
It made me the person I am today. Yeah. I really think if life events didn't happen, you don't end up where you're supposed to be.
Very true. I would have never thought that.
To tie it into later subject, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Manny, 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 manny.
Life is but a dream.
Hey.
We're going to break that down for you. It's kind of deep. But that's why I wanted to hit home with this is because now we can make the decision on which path it leads to.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it can go in both directions. Since the new coming of hip-hop culture has seen very different various of rappers, who doesn't set a positive message for their fans? And you think about it, they have a mass outlet to talk to people. Why don't you get positivity out there instead of talking about money, how I made it, let me get drunk, slap this ratchet. We listen to that one song, Broccoli. I mean, you tell me what you think on that. Ratchets?
Oh, my God. Ratchets galore. I couldn't with that video. Cellulite everywhere.
That was actually a prerequisite. You had to have cellulites, at least a 24, and you had to have a marijuana leaf sticker on your butt. Or else you ain't getting in the door.
Dang. I think that's what I got to do then. Right? I'm doing
Brittany,
something wrong.
I will not let you back on this show. I need that Brittany drop. Where's bye?
Bye.
You walk in and we'll be like...
Oh man, but it looked like they were having a lot of fun.
In the swamp?
In the swamp.
Dancing and half naked?
Getting their booty slaps.
Oh yeah,
you know?
They loved it. Others that lead to the fans that follow in their footsteps. So a lot of people, like Young Inner Entertainment, they follow up to these people. Because not a lot of people nowadays have someone to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know what they have until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have such a mass outlook for media, why don't you use it better?
Yeah, you're definitely right. It's not used the right way. How it should be used.
It's all for money.
For sure.
But why don't we change the way we look at money? Why don't you make it, like I said, it's to people that are really passionate, that have talent, instead of bringing up people that are arrogant, self-doubting in their consciousness to being self-righteous.
I just feel like those people dominate. Like, there's so many more of those people than people who, like, are genuine and feel like, I want to help people out, and this should be used for positivity instead of money.
Yes.
You know? Like, there's not too many.
That's tough, though, because then you're knocking on Big Hollywood's door.
Mm.
And they're all about the money.
For sure.
I feel like they kind of critique and mold the way we go about things.
They do.
To in a sense where they control how we think.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep, right? You can sway people through subliminal messaging, which is basically, I show you a cheeseburger commercial at 10 at night. You're going to kind of start to get hungry.
Oh, maybe that happens all the time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Just get done drinking, or maybe you just smoked a joint. Hey, what's up? We smoke weed every day. I'm trying to find that drop. But it kind of makes sense that people will do something out of context to kind of get you to do things maybe you never thought you would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like example.
Would you go to weed college?
No. But I do know that is some of the stickiest of the icky.
Oh, my gosh.
So in theory... How do you change the way we view music? And how does hip-hop, how did it change over these years? Well, one of my favorite artists and MCs, DMC, he was on a show and he was interviewed about this. And they asked him the question, what do you feel about hip-hop today?
Mm.
Take a listen.
There's a bunch of good stuff out there that nobody gets to hear because, especially in the States, you know, you have radio programmers. Africa, all of my DJ friends said they came to work one day and the program director walked in and handed them a sheet of 15 songs to play every 20 minutes. That being said, I could never critique another person's creativity.
Did you hear that? He said they would walk in. This is back in the 80s and 90s. They would walk in now with a list of songs you had to play as not letting the artist at the time, the DJ, mm-hmm. play the songs that he thinks the people want to listen to. His audience. It's like a host. You know yeah. what your audience wants
yep.
to hear. So all of a sudden, you're seeing the twist. Money now. People are paying. I want to hear this now. So you're thinking, okay, well, if I'm going to play this for you, I need money for it. So they start feeding them that money. So how can you judge people now on their authenticity and their lyrically if they're not giving you any more content anymore? They're
yeah.
pushing it to the side. They want everybody to be generic.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about it starting way back then.
That's why hip-hop is so dull. It ain't exciting no more. You got guys making a lot of money selling a little bit of records, but the music is not good. But it only sells because the perception to the audience is this. Man, they play that record every 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
15,000 times a day. It must yep. be hot. No, they're playing that record because they're being forced to play that record
mm-hmm.
now. Hip-hop nowadays is disco. Remember disco? Disco, what did they say about disco? Disco sucks. If you was affiliated with, that's getting ready to happen in hip-hop. Why? And they say, D, why are you saying that? Look at a disco video. Glitter balls, Rolls Royces, champagne, drug use, sex, pool parties, funny colored fur coat, naked women every minute of the day.
I love that he says naked women, too.
Naked.
Naked. They were butt naked.
Now look at a hip-hop video right now. All hip-hop nowadays looks like one long video and one long record. Because it all sounds alike. It all looks alike. They have the same elements and ingredients. The old school will always be the best period for hip-hop. Because you had N.W.A. You had Run-DMC. You had De La Soul. You had Public Enemy. You had Eric B. and Rakim. You had Coochie Rap and Polo. You had Tribe Called Quest. You had King T and Ice-T. We all were the same people, but we had different expressions and presentations. This hip-hop thing is culture. It's a way of life. It's live and breathing. The real gangsters' records tell the kids, y'all don't do what I do. He'll tell you his story. But at the end of that record, because he's hip-hop and he loves what Run and Bambada and Flash and Treacherous 3 and Busy B and Hollywood, all the rappers before Run-DMC, the real gangster rapper will tell after he does his scary record, y'all don't do that. There's a lack of responsibility with the artists in our hip-hop. That's why our culture has totally been taken away from us.
Look at that. He puts all the responsibility in the artist's hand because they're sellouts now.
Yeah.
They're doing what they need to do, not what they want to do.
That's so sad.
Kind of puts a little different perspective on music for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like sellouts.
No.
I like you to get to the top and stay there.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Logic. He's a new upcoming artist.
Mm-hmm.
They said on one of his new albums that came out about 7 months ago, he has a total of 8,000 songs that have never been released
Whoa.
To the public.
Whoa, 8,000.
Songs he's been working on ever since he started in the industry. But he's never released them because he's getting his reps in. He's trying to get his talent up. Makes sense. And he's not a sellout. If you listen to his stuff now, he's got substance. He's got lyrics. He's a storyteller.
You don't hear that.
The best rappers are storytellers.
Yeah. You don't hear
Shout
that
out
a lot.
J. Cole.
J. Cole, I love J. Cole.
Amazing artist.
Yes.
Doing his thing.
Where's he at, though?
He's working on some stuff.
I haven't heard a thing from him.
He's cooking in the lab. He's cooking. But I know Britney's like,
that don't impress me much.
Nope, because you want it now. I want to hear his heat.
Yes.
So I put it together in honor of DMC, the different types of music.
Okay.
The ones that we have now, which is New Age, I classified it as bad, lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it's bad music. I love the turn-up sound.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a club, you don't want to hear some, and then I saw you across the floor. You dropped that 40, and Britney said bye.
Especially in that voice. No, thanks.
Right? That's what I'm saying. No, but that was good, though, because I'm going to see her.
Thanks, Cricket. Bye.
Sexual chocolate.
So let's take a listen to some of the bad ones, right?
Okay.
And listen to how they sound so similar. Right? Gets you feeling some type of way. your ass that dog, niggas try to run. Where your ass that dog? Where your ass that dog made me put his gun out. Where your ass that dog when the switch side. Hey. We got this one right here. I got broads in Atlanta. Sexual chops. Hey. Sexual chops. Hey, see? But see, I'm not listening to the lyrics right now. And if I say them, I'm not doming it.
Yeah. I don't think about
his opening song, I Got Broads in Atlanta. Baby, won't you come my way? I got something. Got something I want to say. Hey. But first off, hey.
Sexual chocolate.
Ooh. See? Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. It's the song, man. I'm telling you. From the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Little guy, don't forget this song again. I'm on top of the mountain, cause I'm tired of niggas still beginning. Right. Here. Five on a Visa card. 100
bands, lots of fucking ties. I can't. I can't buy. Yes! Hey. With the what? Ratchet!
Here we go. Hey.
Hey, little mama, what you doing like to put my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game. Ooh. We gonna turn this shit to Columbine.
Okay.
Ice on my neck cost me 10 times 3.
Yo.
$30,000 for a nigga to get free.
Oh, okay.
I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's.
How much?
I just did a show and spent the check on my mama.
All
hey. Vacay,
mama.
I might run out the Bahamas.
All the way.
I keep like 10 phones, then I'm really never home.
Hey.
All these niggas clones trying to copy what I'm on. Nigga, get
your home. Here we go. I'm on reality check. I'm chilling with Britney. We about to do a breakdown of the bad music you heard. I didn't think it was good, but it's my word. I'm about to drop this lyrics on my girl like it's the word. Look, it's.
See? You can. Let's make you famous.
Should we?
Yeah.
I mean, hold up. I mean, if this is how easy it is, come on. Let's. No, I need a good flowing one. Here we go. Yo. Yo, bad music is what I'm about. I don't rap because I can't. I just say things that I want, like bad bitches from the start. Oh, that should be a lot.
There you go. That's
that.
That's money.
That's so. Where's that cha-ching
money.
At, right? Thank you, everybody. I'll be here all week. Thank you. I know it was good.
Oh, my God.
See, I'm not disclaiming that it's bad production work. Phenomenal production work. Mm-hmm. Whoever's behind the glass, I applaud you. You do a very good job. It's the fact that they're not using their outlet to actually portray good music. They're just talking about turning up.
Yeah, like what are they even saying? Bahamas and mamas and...
Bahamas and mamas. That don't impress me much. That's all I thought after I heard that, okay?
Seriously.
It don't impress me much.
No substance.
So let
whatsoever.
Me turn the dial. So that was music that's a turn-up music,
mm-hmm.
which don't get me wrong. If I'm at the club, I like to hear that
so
stuff.
So do I. I have that in my phone.
Right?
I do.
So what if, though, we change the dial and we put maybe storytellers at the clubs? Maybe people won't turn up as much, or will they? Is it portrayed that we have to turn up to a certain type of music because that's all we hear? Like DMC said, they push it on the air so many times, you kind of get the feeling that that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the poppin' stuff. Well, let's check some out. We burning it up. Ooh. Step in the building, we turning it up. Talking that shit, but they never admit when I sit to the mic, I'll be murdering it and we live real good. Mainstream, but it's still good. I got raw shit, I got real shit, but right now it's time for that feel good. We call that balling. Doing this is my calling. Flow is so appalling. My phone off and she calling. I'm like, yeah, Brit, what it do? Penthouse, man, what a view. Fall back, yeah. Cause I'm coming through with my hot
hey.
Look at that. Talking about I came from nothing to something.
Start from the bottom now here.
I spend this is Rory. Dome this one. I don't believe we share this universal space alone. I think we got a lot from them. They gave us phones, internet, and now we all know what is forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge is too great for a man. Think if man could read your mind, you think that man understands how to use it with integrity, not conquering land. Would it be good if we increase the lifespan? Well, that's forbidden knowledge. Forbidden knowledge can destroy mankind. We can grow out of control like cancer under the skin of Mother Nature. Busy cities, much alike to a tumor. Too many cells, the residents, the bodies polluted. I say Wusa and Ali, you the chubby doobie, the Judah, child of Jacob. I know my history, I know we are Moors. There's a universe in her afro. Hold us back though. There's power in the black folk.
Well, that's forbidden knowledge.
He just said there's power in the black folk.
Get it.
Have you ever heard anybody saying that on any of those other tracks? Did you hear anybody else talking about how they came from the bottom and now they're there? Did you hear any of them talking about the struggles and the hardships and that maybe even there's forbidden knowledge that we haven't even learned about? That was two songs.
And I've never heard them. So sad. Keep us separate
but equal. How does that think?
About.
The classic.
Got me.
Eminem.
Baby, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad. Well, I'm gone, but I'm trying to give you the life
story
that I never
time.
Had.
Yeah.
I can see you sad, even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes. Deep inside, you want to cry, because you're scared. I ain't there. Daddy's with you.
Do you hear how he feels? You can hear it in his sound.
I know, I'm getting the chills.
Have you seen his music video? It's
no.
All about his daughter.
No, I haven't. Loves you, girl, and you
better know it. What do we got in this world? When it spins, when it swirls, when it whirls, when it twirls, few little beautiful girls looking puzzled in the days.
I know it's confusing you. This shit's all good. Kendrick?
I love Kendrick.
Who better than a storyteller than Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick is good.
One of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Made his upcoming talking about. This song is talking about back in the deep. K-Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the stuff they go through. Here we go. Break yourself.
To get killed, seen a light skinned nigga with his brains blown out. At the same breaker stand with tank out. Now this is not a tape recorder saying that he did it, but ever since that day I was looking at a different. That was back when I was nine. Joey packed a nine.
Four phenomenal albums.
Yeah, he's really good.
Let me take y'all back.
And
man.
One of the best. Talking about a story
as I do so well.
From childhood. There was nothing like it.
Man, it wasn't nothing like that first time.
She was in my math class.
Long hair, brown skin with the fat ass. Sat beside me, used to laugh.
Isn't it kind of interesting that the music back then had the same feel like some of these artists I play today? Authentic, diverse, originality, and above all, lyrically is phenomenal. Look at this.
And them lips on it got me daydreaming, man. What? I'm thinking how she rides on it. If she sits on it, if she licks on it, make it hard for me to stand up. As time goes by, as Texas getting deeper. Wet dreaming, thinking that I'm smashing, but
yeah,
I'm sleeping.
Good.
I'm on it bad, and I ain't never been obsessed before.
Why is it that we don't pay? Well, some of them do get limelight, like Kendrick.
For sure.
But if you don't, one thing about Kendrick I've noticed now more recently, he's starting to sell out in a sense. He did a song with Taylor Swift. People
really?
Were kind of.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it didn't get a lot of play because people didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
He tried to change his format up. Because you know, Taylor Swift, she started country and then she went to pop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even classify her as pop anymore. I consider that more like R&B upbeat style.
Yeah.
Talking about stuff like that. And just within that 6 minutes of songs, the first I can classify as degrading. It's more de-evolving to individuals than proactiveness. There's no light to it. There's no substance, no value.
Mm-hmm.
I like having morals to my songs. I like having a good beat. Trust me, don't get me wrong. Like Antidote, that's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I can't name another good song by him, though.
Yeah.
Because it was banging production work.
Yeah.
So what does that say of us that we have to look for production work now instead of lyrically good music? It mind boggles me that people have to really look for something that's original now. Authenticity. It's hard to find. I feel like big corporations and big Hollywood, they don't want that. They want you to be generic and sound just like everybody else. Another shout out, Snoop Dogg. Phenomenal rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Long Beach. Homegrown. Talks about the struggles in life. Talks about his come-ups. Yeah, he does some of the songs for the women, but who wouldn't? I would do songs about the ladies, too. I got Britney right in front of me on this. Britney Carrillo comes to you live from KLAC. You might not notice, but she is actually a KLC update girl. Trying to shoot for the stars, she wants to be one day a commentator on the side.
Yeah.
Maybe even a host of a show. Reality Check coming to you live from Fox Sports Radio. Look at that substance I just gave you in 10 seconds.
Yeah. Great.
And that was just off introduction. You can put that into a song.
Of course.
So Snoop Dogg was asked the same thing like DMC. How do you feel the new age hip hop is kind of changing the culture from when in this past it was an outlet for you guys to express your feelings and to come up and to bring music together, people together, and in times when it was tough. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of reverting to those times again because I feel we are not awake. We're asleep as a whole. People aren't conscious of things. You want to know how I can tell you that? If you've ever heard somebody say, I'm bored, you're not awake. You should never be bored in this life. Every day, there's something new going on. Every day is a challenge. Every day is an opportunity at something new.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that quote? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play something for you later about that. But what if that's really hitting home? So let's see what Snoop Dogg has to say about this.
Right now, everybody trying to rap the same style with the, I don't know who created it, if it was Future or Migos, but all them niggas sound the same.
How'd you like that? That sounded just like everybody we just listened to.
Seriously.
I don't know what I would do without a crew look like we rock a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit will profit. Oh God. Little Wayne. So bright, I take cover
for shake. Oh, he was. You got the hiccup, you swallowed. He was really good.
Was. But listen to what he did into. Look at everybody. A.K.A. The summer is ours. I'm hungry for power. Gaddafi. Break. You turn number two, but all that you see is Versace. Break. You go to my school, they can tell you Spock was tiny, Kusani. That's 50 Cent. That's 50 Cent with him.
Wow.
I said, nigga had me in the studio one night trying to do that shit. I'm like, man, cut this shit off. What the fuck am I in here doing, nigga? I don't rap like that.
Well said.
What the fuck you got
It gets
me
better.
Doing? This shit, it's addictive. This shit'll get you. You hear that
See?
Shit every...
It's addictive. Break. You can find the content. Break.
You feel me?
Yeah, so it's always going to be something 50. New. When a person decides to be themselves, they offer something no one else can be.
Yeah, because once you be you, who can be you?
Once Preach. You be you, who else can be you but you?
Oh, my God.
You know what's the biggest form of flattery?
Hmm.
Imitation.
That is definitely true.
The biggest form of flattery.
For sure.
But you.
All right.
Mm. And nobody could do my stuff.
This is another
the ones who
with
creating
him.
It. Gonna live forever, but the ones who duplicate and gonna fall off. And there's a lot of duplicating going on. I hear the same sound a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Even the same beat style.
A lot.
And it used to be a time where back in the days you couldn't do that. That was called biting.
Mm.
If I took your shit and put it on my shit, that's biting. There was no two rappers who rapped the same in the 80s.
Mm.
There was no two. It was the only two rappers that was similar was Dana Dane and Slick Rick.
Ooh, shout
it was
out Slick.
Similar, but they wasn't the same.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a rap historian. In the 90s, there was no two rappers that rapped the same.
Yeah, that biting shit was not going
that 2000, it's 100 niggas that rapped the same.
So back in the day, they would call it biting when you would biting. Steal somebody's type of flow.
Okay.
And necessarily, it's the way you present yourself, the way you go about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to check out the different diversity, look at Tupac, look at Biggie, look at Run DMC, look at Snoop Dogg.
Also different.
Ice-T. They had a lot of different forms, but the biggest part was authenticity.
Yep.
I want you to hit me with that only you can bring me.
Now we're living in a copycat world.
That's not good, though. Shout-outs to homies that want to do what you do. That's fine. But see, this is where people lose the context of it. You can take the best aspects of somebody and mold it to yourself, but don't become that person.
Mm-hmm.
Be a sponge. When I started here at Fox Sports Radio, shout-outs. I took in everything I saw and I put it into me that I wanted to build myself in.
Yeah.
As a sense of if I saw somebody that was doing something cool broadcasting wise, I took it in.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw somebody that was passionate on the side, I took it in. Yeah, take it, bro. I always do things that help mold myself.
Mm-hmm.
I will never copy somebody because I feel like I'm not myself.
Yeah.
And you know what I have to say about that? That don't impress
me much. It don't.
Shout outs to
Sexual Chocolate.
Brittany on the side. Thank you for coming out. I just feel like it's something that we have lost. We've lost touch.
Mm.
There's no substance. I was looking on the internet and I found a song about Top Ramen.
Yes.
Tell me why a song about Top Ramen by two white boys, probably out in South Dakota somewhere, right? Living in Minnesota with the Bucks, got nothing to do. Tell me how these two kids can come up with a dope beat by themselves and put substance to Top Ramen. Drop it.
What you know about me in the kitchen eating chicken top of ramen with my best friend? The ramen never ends. I love it so much, boy. I feel it, eat boxes of 10. Listen to me. Sriracha all over. S-O-I-D.
Okay.
Squad up with me. We just go eat. Ramen all day. We don't play. We just play. We see peas. We say, hey.
Hey.
Eating the burn of fire right now. Man, it's all up in my mouth.
In my mouth.
I'm eating ramen up on my couch. Ooh. Temperature must have brought. I say, wow.
Wow.
Me and my group, we roll out. We buy boxes, man. We go all out. We go in sriracha and eggs. If you pick up on noodles, they fake. Cause ain't nobody wanting that shit.
No.
Y'all putting peas in the cup. Peas? Nothing. Y'all
putting
put nothing in the cup. Y'all think. Y'all get me riled up. They call me Boy. Cause I'm rude boy.
Go.
And my rules Roy.
Never heard of them.
They're going right now down the street with a box full of Top Ramen, like a whole thing full. And then they jump back in.
Picking up the ramen, that's a pro choice.
Pro choice.
It's real noise.
Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody giving me Top Ramen.
Nope.
Ain't nobody gonna give me Top Ramen.
Nope.
Okay.
Has the righteous side.
The righteous side.
That's a new dance.
Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody giving me Top Ramen. Nobody gonna give me Top Ramen. Unless it has the righteous side.
Yo.
The righteous side.
Replay.
Tell me why two kids out in the boonies.
How old are they?
16.
Oh my god. Best song.
16-year-olds who love Top Ramen gave me a better song than five of those big artists nowadays are. I'm hoping and I'm praying. I will try to contact them and say, listen, whatever you need to make more songs, I'm your guy.
Dang, Alex.
You want to talk about Oreos next? Let's do it.
I love Oreos. Tell them I'll be featured.
Let's do it. I know you got that voice, B.
I do.
We'll be like, yo, we got my girl.
Sexual chocolate.
And she would love to come on the track.
Yeah.
Maybe drop a couple Oreos. I take it and I twist it and I dump it in the milk. I swish it around and then I get it in a fill. Oh, let me see it go. Get the chocolate chip cookies on my dough. Damn. That's off the top.
That was good. Real good.
Top Ramen, Brittany.
That was an amazing song.
Wasn't that pretty good?
Yes.
Surprisingly. And then you ask people, have you ever heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of
them. No, what's their names?
That's when you go, who? Who?
Top Ramen Kids.
I don't even know their name. They're just called the Ramens.
The Ramens.
Isn't that dope? And in that video, too, everybody check it out if you go to Google. He's wearing a one-piece Top Ramen orange, and it has Top Ramen chicken on it. And he just has the dreadlocks that look like Top Ramen.
Oh, dear Lord.
Dude, it's dope. How can that song have so much substance and songs nowadays don't? Because like I said, I feel big Hollywood pushes everybody like that out the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's why J. Cole, for the longest time, was a B-list celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't get in the door. As much as people supported him, he wouldn't get in the door. Politically, you want to know somebody like that? Bernie Sanders. Everybody wanted him, but they wouldn't let him in the door. You know why? Because he's a game changer. They're the type that changed the system. It's interesting, right?
That is.
So how do we go back to the style of music that we're all missing? How do we go back to that lifestyle where actually things meant something? You have any idea?
I don't know. I feel like nowadays that would be very hard.
You know what I think it is? You should test people by having freestyles. If you are an artist and you're able to freestyle, you are definitely the type of person I want to make famous.
Yeah.
Because, hold on, I'll tell you why. People who can freestyle not only have the political inspiration in that mental state of artisticness, they can come up with things out of the air. That's what I do. I like to freestyle. I'm nowhere near these guys. I don't put enough work into it. I used to rap a lot back when I was before school.
Wow.
But now I don't do it as much. So you've kind of fallen out of the game, but I can still do it. I bet you I can rap better than all three of those top guys.
Yeah.
Watch this. Let's put a little Sway on the mix.
Okay.
Sway in the morning. I got Young Thug
Young Thug here.
He's going to bless the mic.
Show
him what you working with, Young Thug.
Here we go.
Questions about my sexuality.
What?
Ducking and dodging. Don't ask a question. It's that my style is be buying.
What?
How did she get this shit?
She get what?
I be like, nothing.
Oh.
I'd rather wear some of my sister shit.
I'd rather wear some of my sister shit.
Rich, yeah.
So you start rapping out.
That's how like, we doing
how
it,
work.
Boy. We spitting
out. We spitting that hot fire flame.
You said I'm
number
spittin'.
One freestyle you ever had on the show.
He said number one freestyle you ever had on the show. I don't know.
It sounds like he's about to cry.
What that shit?
I think I just got
it. Just gonna let me lick the butt. I'm about to touch it. It's like that fucking.
What you say?
What you say?
And this fucking just don't let the nigga know.
Oh, hell no. No.
They call like
no
a
more.
Transfer. Not like transgender.
That's enough.
I be like transgender. This is what I heard. Oh, baby, don't cry.
It sounds like he's
I'm
crying.
Sorry. I'm sorry. We turned it up. I want them to break her shit. I broke her off of 50 and she gave me no change. I'm sitting here waiting shit. I gotta pay for parking and I got no permission slip. Really?
Yeah, that was
come on.
Bad. Who was that?
That was Rich Homie. Rich Homie Kwan.
Oh, God.
But hold up. Lil UV Vert swears he is a rock star.
Okay.
He proclaims he is the best at the music industry and hip hop. Okay, if you are the best, you are able to freestyle with the rest, right? That seems to be a collation with things. If you're an amazing artist, you can perform. You can do concerts. Okay, but then you should be able to freestyle. That's how I know you are authentic. Let's check them out.
So you gonna get to these bars?
If you pull up, I'm telling you right now, if you pull up one of them old beats, I'm not rapping on it.
He just said, if you do pull up an old beat, I will not rap on it. Already classifying himself as better than the history that made you who you are. That's like LeBron coming out before he's even proven himself saying, I'm better than fucking Michael Jordan.
Straight up. You see me, bro? I am a rock star, bro. I'm not rapping on that type stuff.
We'll decide when you're a rock star.
Let me hear watch it. Him creep this you know. Guy.
I'm letting you
he's
know.
He's at least being honest about it.
Yeah. My fans, right, so my fans won't be disappointed. They get it.
No, they will.
No, they won't.
I hope I piss your friends
your
off.
Your fans going to be disappointed. All the old guys. They're going to be, they don't even know why I'm on here right now.
What they'll be disappointed is if you get up here in these bars, you spit trash, and I don't tell you they trash. So let's get to these raps since you know so
nice. Watch this full rap. I fast forward.
Yeah, my little bitch, she don't black like, yeah. My little bitch is so black, I don't get it. I feel like Trick, that be the daddy. Got bitch on my dick and she want it. I might drop her when I do a drop by and caddy. Like, yeah, tell the little bitch that my pocket's so fat. I do not have to just act. I do not have to just turn. Got your girl on me, I feel like I'm making, I don't know, man. Put another beat on, shit.
Oh, it's the beat. That's the problem.
Did you hear half the stuff he said? My bitch is black as shit. My bitch is going back on the black as shit. My baby gonna blast that shit. That don't impress me much. I asked Pee Wee Herman, what'd you think of that? He died laughing. He said, are you kidding me? That's the kind of shit people listen to nowadays? What's up with people, Britt? Got you yawning over here. It's that bad.
It hurts to yawn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta see you over there.
Oh my God. That hurts so bad.
I know. I feel you. That's my issue, Britt, is that we went through all those songs, the top artists, Future, Panda, Fetty Wap, Young Thug, Big Baby Drama with Lil Yachty. That shit is horrible. I'm sorry, people. It's a banger. Trust. I will turn the fuck up to that stuff. But it is horrible.
And he sounded so confident. He had a big old head about
you hear
it.
Him?
Yeah.
I'm fucking rock star. Your old head's
down.
Gonna be mad. Sit. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
It's that bad. But then I play the songs that I really like. Logic. Rory. People don't even know who Rory is. And he talks about forbidden knowledge. That's
I've
higher
never
consciousness.
Heard of him. Yeah.
Eminem. Everybody knows Eminem.
Yeah, legend.
J. Cole. Everybody knows J. Cole now and Kendrick Lamar. Those are big substance nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But you know why I put all of those together?
Mm.
Each of them can tell a story simply off their artistic views.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we lose all that? Hollywood. Big corporations. They come in. They take over. They don't care about the rest. The biggest scare that I think our government and everybody else has is us waking up. Us realizing that we have more power than they let us on to know.
Mm-hmm.
Row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily. Life is but a dream.
Eight.
That's a true rhyme. That's true rhymes. So, shout outs to my boy. His name's Prince A.
Mm-hmm.
Ia. Excuse me, Prince Ia. He actually has a fan page called Omleto.
Okay.
He preaches about positivity, spreading awareness and love. Well, I found a clip of him actually breaking down Row Your Boat. And I thought, you know what? That's amazing that I've always loved this song and I had my own perception on it. Take a listen.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Yo, guys, this might be the deepest song in the history of songs. Roll your boat. What is the boat? This body, this life form. Are we not 75% water rowing every time we walk? The song says, roll your boat. Take control of your life. You are the captain of your ship. Stop worrying about somebody else's boat. Don't take their paddles from them and try to row for them. You can give them direction, show them technique, but they have to row their own boat and you have to row yours. Gently down the stream, gently, not forcefully, not fighting against the current, but going with the flow. You heard that phrase before? Go with the flow of life. Because when you argue with reality, you lose. So flow gently down the stream of consciousness. Merrily, 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 merrily. Not struggling, 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 struggling. Not seriously, seriously, seriously. No! Stop walking around like you got a finger stuck up your butt hole. Smile. The number one cause of death is stress. And what is stress? How you're interpreting what's happening to you.
I love that line. Stress is the number one killer among everything. And what is stress? It's the way you perceive things that are happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just change your outlook on things, right?
Scientists have proven that in your brain, there is no difference between anxiety and excitement. The only difference is how you're interpreting what's happening. Shakespeare said a tragedy is a comedy misunderstood. It is all about interpretation. Be happy. Harvard researcher Sean Aker says that 75% of job and school success is predicted by optimism levels. Not only are optimists physically healthier, but they recover more quickly from illness and live longer. Because life is but a dream. Are you talking about Inception? I mean, is this a dream? Are we dreaming right now? As we go to sleep tonight, does this world of our strong ideas, passions, and loved ones not effortlessly disappear? Replace with others? See, all the ancient sages and gurus said the same thing. This is a dream, a passing dream. And it is your duty to wake up to the truth that you are powerful. And you choose how you see life. Every morning when you wake up, you can either say, good morning, God, or good God, morning.
Mm.
Peace.
Preach. Inception, he brings up. How deep can that be if you think about it? It's one of those things people, they try not to go too deep in situations. Yes, Brit, we know you're there.
Sorry.
Everybody, that was...
Sorry.
Sexual Chocolate. Brittany Carrillo. And introducing, not at 100%, but still will give you 100%. All the way from KLAC to now the IE. Her name is Brittany Carrillo. And she is here for all enjoyment.
Carrillo. There we go. Much better.
Sorry. I mean, she's just sitting there.
That don't impress me much.
So what if this whole life is a virtual reality in a sense? It's something that we perceive is to be more than it actually is. Because
mm-hmm.
a tragedy is an opportunity misunderstood.
Yeah, I love that he said that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We consider a tragedy just an opportunity that was just misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
Life is full of them. And I believe it's all about your confidence and your curiosity
mm-hmm.
will take you anywhere. So it's time for somebody to stand up and change the way hip-hop is. It's time for somebody to really look back at how evolution has taken it and how we've degenerated it. And it's not actually a form of expression anymore. It's just a form of showing off to me.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
How do you feel about that little speech?
It was... I like him and the way he talks.
He's very presentable.
Yes, like he makes me feel good. Like yes. Just listening to him and, you know, I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to start looking at it the other way. Like,
change your perspective.
Yeah.
Because he's understood what life's about.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a higher person, yeah. Being above a situation and understanding that life is but a dream.
Yeah.
You make the end what you want.
That's very true.
So when I hear people talk... More lately than back in the past, they tell me, I don't know where I'm going with my life. I don't know what I want out of life. And I just think about it. You can have whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody out there that'll stop you. There might be people that say no. That just means it wasn't meant to be at that moment.
You probably stop yourself.
Ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you the bell.
Aww. I don't like that bell.
Oh, no. That's one of those bad bells. She's like, yeah. I don't want that one. You got to get that out of here. Oh, man. That's funny. But it's funny to me that in that song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat, it signifies your life.
Mm-hmm.
That you are the oarsman. You're rowing down the river of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep. But you aren't simply rowing for a short time. Instead, you're constantly rowing, working through life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, you're rowing towards your end. You might not know where it be, but you know that you'll get there eventually. So enjoy the process. So don't try to row quickly. Don't race along this path. Don't fight it. Don't aggravate it. Enjoy it.
Mm.
Smile. It's my favorite line. It's amazing to me, too, now I've noticed, because I've been so caught up in everything, trying to get my career set, working so hard for Fox. Love you guys. Getting a show started. Love you, Brittany. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get things going. And when you get so caught up in things, you miss the little things in life. For example, I was driving home fast last night, and I got pulled over. And what was funny is, I got pulled over. I was very calm. Every time I get pulled over, I'm very stressed.
Every time.
I'm worried. This time I wasn't. I was sitting there, calm, had my hands on the steering wheel, turned off the car, took the keys out, turned my music down, just sat there and breathed. Officer walked up. He said, "Excuse me, sir, do you know I pulled you over?" I said, "I'm sorry, sir, actually, I do not." He said, "Well, you were actually going 82 miles an hour, and you were the fastest car on the freeway. It was kind of hard not to notice you." I said, "I'm sorry, sir. I work long days. I was rushing home to use the bathroom and kind of just wanted to relax and enjoy." And he said, "Why are you rushing to get home? Why don't you enjoy the trip home?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Wow. You know what's funny is you're right. I really should. And I miss little things." And I feel like a lot of people do that in life.
Mm-hmm.
The moral of the story of that pulled over, I still got the ticket, even though I tried talking.
Oh, man.
I tried sweet talking, but I didn't have a nice little cut shirt on or something. You know, I was going to be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, officer.
You should have extras."
Oh, Brittany with it again. Look at you. That's why we call you
Sexual Chocolate.
Because you know. So I got caught slipping. But it was okay. I accepted the fate. I accepted it because I knew in my heart I was doing something I shouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. I was fighting the current, the flow. So many people are enjoying that ride home because they know they're not sitting in traffic.
Mm.
Yet I'm rushing home. But why? I might get home 10 minutes earlier, but what am I going to do with that 10 minutes? Waste it researching online, maybe catching up with a friend, and missing out maybe on an amazing view on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe seeing somebody along the way.
Yeah.
Maybe even able to decompress a little bit longer. Right?
Gotta look at it in a positive manner.
I like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Prince Aya.
Yeah, he's great.
Change your perspective a little bit?
A lot.
Ooh, a lot,
yeah.
Huh?
He makes me feel good.
It's a passing dream. That's what life is.
Yeah.
So are you the type now that's going to wake up every morning and say, "Dear God, not another morning." Or wake up and say, "Good morning, God. Thank you for another day."
Always. Every morning.
So maybe the fact is they're trying to portray a false livelihood through music, too.
Mm-hmm.
What if maybe there's a hidden message, like I said, through the era of hip-hop now, where they're subliminally putting bad vibes into your body, where they're portraying, like I said, all this turn-up and all that stuff, when in actuality, maybe that's not the keys to life.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody wants that.
No.
Not everybody wants to be a millionaire.
Mm.
A lot of people just want to have a nice house, have a good family.
That's very true.
And enjoy some time off.
That's very true.
Because I don't believe we're meant to just born to pay bills and die.
No.
Way more than that.
For sure.
So, attitude is everything, and it really is.
It is.
According to the song, we're rowing merrily down the stream, meaning we need to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy that. Be joyous, passionate about your journey.
Yeah.
And who knows where life will take you.
Exactly.
But now to switch it up, let's do a little top three with Brittany.
Hey!
And now.
Ooh.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
I've been dying.
The top three of the week.
Oh, with who?
Here's Brittany Carrillo.
Ooh.
Hey, that's me!
What you got for us, B?
Okay, so first one. A list of demands released by Black Lives Matter was released.
Okay.
And more than 60 organizations associated with Black Lives Matter, with the Black sorry, the Black Lives Matter movement released a series of demands on Monday. They have six platforms, and they include reparations for what they say are past and continuing harms to African Americans, and to the death penalty, legislation to acknowledge the effects of slavery, investments in education initiatives, mental health services, and job programs.
Wow.
So, I mean, it all sounds, you know, but, I mean, if you look into it, kind of what they say is just, I don't know if I really
buy into the whole package, huh?
Yeah, like, let's see. There's a section named End the War on Black People, and it states to remove all police from schools and the cash bail system for suspects who are arrested and the immediate termination of all deportations of illegal aliens.
Wow.
Yeah, they also want an end of the use of body cameras on policemen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And tons more.
So, who's responding to this?
You know what? I'm not too sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, what do they expect will be the outcome if you remove all that stuff?
That they want to be their own. Like, they don't want any policemen in their communities. They want to be able to...
So, in quoting Ghostbusters, who are you going to call?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what? I just don't understand that. Like, I was reading this, and I'm like, how do you plan on doing that?
I was waiting for them to throw in, like, I want $10,000 a week.
Right?
I want a house on the hills.
Yeah. There's a lot of... They have a lot of stuff that's just like, wait, how?
That's interesting.
Why?
I feel that's going against their cause.
Yeah, like...
Because if you want inequality, why are you asking to be treated differently?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense to me. If you want equality, then it should be world-rounded. It should be for everybody.
Exactly.
I feel like that's a little off their course that they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. When I read this, I was kind of taken back.
Interesting stuff. Glad you brought it up.
Yeah. The next one, I don't know if you use the app Waze.
I do not.
You don't.
Okay, what is that?
Waze. Oh, my God. Okay. So, basically, it's like it takes you through the back ways of getting home or getting to wherever you need to get you. Yeah. It's a lot faster, supposedly. I've used it. So. But basically, it has a new feature called Child Reminder. So... whenever you get to your destination, it tells you to take your kid out the car. So you will not forget your child.
I don't know how I feel about that. We need that now, that people don't remember to take their kids out.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's not only for kids, but they have, like, your pets, your groceries, you know, a bunch of stuff. But
well, hey, man, if that's an extra reminder, I'm all for it.
I guess, yeah.
Apparently, people need some help nowadays, so.
Right? And the last one, back to Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Still kind of hot.
Yeah.
So, there was an Arizona couple who left their two-year-old son.
Uh-oh.
Yes, at home.
To go play Pokemon?
To go play Pokemon Go. They said, supposedly, they went out to put... They put him asleep first, and then they went out to go pump gas. That's what they said. But I guess the neighbors called the cops, and the cops showed up, and the child was in a diaper and a t-shirt. And he was, like, banging on the door, waiting, and just, you know, crying and hot. And, you know, it's hot in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the cops ended up, you know, taking the kid, going inside, and... there was pictures of the kid, so they called the father, and they were like, you know what, we have your son here, you need to come home. And the dad clicked. He was like, whatever, man. And then he didn't get back home until an hour later, and yeah, now they're facing charges.
And was it confirmed they were actually playing Pokemon?
Yep, later on it was confirmed.
Wow.
They lied about the whole gas thing, because it takes two people.
Look at that power. I'm just going to take the stance in saying that people need to go catch a job.
Yeah.
Catch a life and a mentality state.
Right.
How can you leave your kid to go play a video game?
I know.
That's how you know. Here, let me throw this back at you. How about we implement now? You know how you have to take a driver's license test? Why don't we have a parenting test? If you pass this test, you can have children.
Hey, I'm all for that because there's a lot of unfit parents.
Because in my opinion, people say, oh, that's against the law. You can't do that. How would you even qualify people to have kids or not? Okay, well, how do we know if people have dogs? You have the city services that go to people's houses and make sure they are registered animals.
Uh-huh.
Well, do the same thing if you have to.
Yeah.
Mandatory checks at people's houses if they want to have kids. Because in my opinion, there's too many instances like that for people to actually disrespect the parenting right and then also neglect their children.
Yeah, that's so sad.
For a game?
To catch some damn Pokemon.
Catch them all, huh? You know what I would ask them at and back, response to them? What do you get after you accomplish that? What is your goal?
Seriously.
Do you get a money prize or anything? Because remember how we were talking about this, right?
Yeah.
I played the game for a while. It's very addicting. It's fun. But for me, I have so much other priority states. I know that game's not going to get me to where I want to be.
Yeah.
I can find a different escape for reality.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs 24 Jim.
Hey.
What's up? I try to get Brittany to go, but she's a little... Oh, the sick. No.
Sexual chocolate.
Oh, it's all good. And that was your top three with Brittany.
Yay.
Ooh. I loved it. That was great. How do you feel about the Black Lives Matter? About that whole incident? How they wanted all that demands answered?
I was reading it and I just couldn't believe it. Like, I was... Like, is this for real? Like, are they being serious right now?
Yeah, right.
But it was also on the news.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It seems so hypocritical to me that you're actually fighting for equality, yet you're making inequality statements of things you want.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, now we're actually going to enter corporate before we end the show. Clip of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about something fun. What's a good clip we could play for people? So I searched the internet, and you thought the top ramen was going to be the top clip of the week.
Yeah, of course.
Yo, that top ramen was dope. I won't even lie. But I found one that was better.
Ooh.
It's a parody of a cooking show.
Okay.
Keep in mind, viewer discretion is advised. There's a lot of vulgarity to this one. There's a lot of vulgar language in this. But at the same time, it's funny. She kind of changes your whole persona on how a cooking show should be. So think about it as like a late night show on MTV or something like that.
Okay.
Take a listen.
Hello, the internet. Today we're...
All right. She already killed the game. She said, hello, the internet.
I love it.
That, dude, she gets a gold star in my book. That's just... Let's see.
Hello, the internet. Today we're going to make a vegan version of a turducken.
A vegan version?
Or as it's also known, a tofucken.
Oh, tofucken.
Oh.
So let's get started. A turducken is a chicken stuffed inside a duck, stuffed inside a turkey, which is probably the grossest shit I've ever heard of, usually eaten by simple douchebags.
Simple douchebags.
Oh, my God.
Our tofucken will start with some lovely tempeh.
Lovely.
Chopped up small, sautéed in olive oil with a little black pepper. Then we add a little soy sauce. Next, we'll stuff our tofu block with this lovely sautéed tempeh. Next, we take that beautiful block of tofu, we place it in our favorite marinade. Spoon a little up on the top. This is going to be the tits.
The tits.
My God.
You know, a perk of this recipe is that you don't have to eat body parts and shit.
Oh, my God.
Why, some of those cooking show twats, they even smile as they stuff bread up a bird's ass. Isn't that fucking strange? And after your tofu has soaked up that delicious goddamn marinade, then wrap it in your favorite homemade seitan. I make my own seitan because I have no time for
that weak
bullshit.
Shit.
Then roast until it's golden brown. Isn't it nice to not be eating fucking corpses?
Oh my God.
On today's farms, chickens, ducks, and turkeys are totally fucked. They're raised in tiny ass sheds, and after a shitty life with assets beating the crap out of them, they're fucking hung upside down. Their goddamn throats are cut at a slaughterhouse, which is nothing more than a dickhead torture palace.
Oh my God.
If shit like that was done to dogs every day, people would be like, Jesus fucking Christ, you cocksucking animal abusing chodes. So how are birds any fucking different in only the goddamn ways that count? Feeling pain and fear and shit? Bitch, please. You know who eats
she
like
said
that?
It.
Weak ass motherfuckers, that's who. So don't be a weak ass motherfucker. Go vegan.
She's putting all the food out in front
I'm
of her.
Gonna eat the fuck out of this.
I gotta give her a round of applause. Oh my God.
Applause.
I'm physically crying over here.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Nobody has time for that weak ass shit. I'm about to eat the fuck out of this.
Wow.
That was honestly the clip of the week for me.
Where'd you find that?
I was on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook?
That's a great media outsource right now for me.
Yeah.
The best stuff you can find on there. So, wrapping up the show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would be a good parting gift for our fans? What would be some good knowledge on the whole roundup of the show, everything we did? What would you like to part ways with them? I'll go first?
Yeah.
I'll let you think. I'll let it marinate. Yeah. Because nobody has time for that weak-ass shit. Smile.
Mm-hmm.
Simple thing is smiling. Can not only change your day, but somebody else's.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed it firsthand. I was at the gym not too long ago, and I remember seeing this girl. She was working out around kind of the same area I was. She looked really upset. She was really into her workout. I could tell maybe she was having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the back to the shower, showered up, cleaned myself, and I was leaving. And she was coming back into the shower, or to her side. I guess it's the dressing room for the females.
Mm-hmm.
She was coming into her side when I was leaving. And I looked at her, and she was kind of looking at me the whole time. I gave her a big smile. She smiled right back. And I heard her kind of giggling when she went inside. I might have made her day.
Yeah.
Maybe she kind of thought it was funny. Maybe she thought, wow, this random guy was able to make me smile.
Yeah.
Just from physically smiling at me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Have you seen this smile?
Sexual chocolate.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, bye.
Oh, Brittany.
That don't impress me.
Yes.
The theme of the show right there. Oh, you're talking about Fetty Wap?
That don't impress me much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking about who, Young Thug?
That don't impress me much.
I'm sorry. All
keep
I have to
going.
Say is... Keep it going?
Keep it going.
Oh, you're talking about who? Wait, who? That guy that plays what? Broccoli?
That don't impress me much.
I'm sorry. Who? UV? What the... Young Uzi?
That don't impress me much.
You eat at Burger King?
That don't impress me
oh,
much.
Oh, my gosh.
You eat at Turdunkin?
That don't impress me much.
That weak-ass shit. Enjoy the little things in life.
Yeah.
You never know when something amazing will happen to you, and you might pass right by it.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting somebody awesome. Maybe having an interaction with somebody you don't even know.
Yeah.
Maybe seeing something you wouldn't have saw.
Mm-hmm.
And play good music.
Play good music.
Please play good music. I understand the turn up. It's all situational. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're decompressing and you're by yourself, a good friend of mine told me this. He would listen to a lot of turn up songs. He was kind of, he couldn't sleep well at night. He didn't mm-hmm. know why. Mm-hmm. He was really agitated.
Oh, okay.
He changed up his music, started listening to some Queen, some more alternative rock, some older stuff. Sleeps phenomenally, said now.
Wow.
So there's a conspiracy theory for you.
Oh.
Does music make you laugh?
Hello.
Hello. big boy. Hello. Where's that? That bell.
Oh,
come
man.
On, B, what you got for our fans?
I would say be more positive. You
positivity.
Know? Positivity, for sure. And just kind of switch things around how you view things.
Yes.
You know? Because, like he said, it's all the way you perceive things. And that's something that I should work on, for sure. So,
see, if he changed your life, he's doing his job.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I'm a little upset that it wasn't me, but that's okay. That's okay. I mean, everybody's got a job to do. And, you know,
oh,
Brittany
man.
Always says,
that don't impress me much.
Exactly.
It does not. And then when I'm leaving, I'm going to be in my car.
Aww.
Brittany.
You need a napkin.
I do, actually, please. You do you mind? Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it for you.
Oh, man.
That don't impress me much.
Oh, man.
I'm
and then we
kidding.
Got, let's do a little story time right now. Back when I was 5, I once had a toy. It was my favorite toy. I played with it all day. But one day it went missing. And boy, did I hurt so bad.
Oh my god.
Not only did I find out that I could live on my own, but that life is truly blessed. And now look at me, a young strapping lad, filling the airwaves of positivity and I can't even keep a straight face right now. But then I knew my fate. I saw it in the distance. And there it was, so obvious to me. I just had to be me. I just had to be me.
The music? On point.
You can see me. I got hundreds and thousands. I can just rub on it on my legs. Hey, hey, hey.
That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I get a round of applause, please? Can I get a round of applause? That's a big A right there.
That's
or as like
funny.
We say.
Alexander the Great.
Hey.
So, Brittany, thank you so much.
Thank you.
A speedy recovery.
Mm-hmm.
We need you 100.
Mm.
All the time.
Yes.
Because I heard something that Brittany goes hard in the gym, but...
I do.
That don't impress me.
Oh,
Boy, bye.
Bye. We'll have to put it off for next week then.
Yeah.
Get you healthy.
I know.
Because I know you lag.
Oh.
Ooh, can you say shots fired?
Bang, bang, bang.
Dang.
Okay. That's cool, Alex. I see you.
I see you. Bye. Oh, and there goes Brittany, everybody. Yep. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye.
It was a great show. So just be happy. Make a difference out there. Listen to good music and know that everything's going to be all right. As you're rowing down the stream, life is not always what it seems. It's all but a dream.
Mm.
So I'd like to say thank you to everybody.
Yes.
Another great show in the books.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we have some more content coming your way. We're kind of still working on the show. It's an upbringing kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're having fun. We're enjoying it.
Enjoying the ride.
A hotline. We didn't give it out today because I kind of wanted to get into stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll have next week, we have guest Alma coming in studio with us joining.
Excited.
She is a regional manager at the 24-Hour Fitness.
Oh.
Very intelligent, very beautiful. And she actually wants to get into broadcasting.
Okay.
So I said, why not come out on the show? We'll change things up. See how you like it.
Yeah. Very nice of you.
There we go.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yep.
So everybody else, have a great rest of your night. And to send you off the right way.
Hey.
I know that we have got to take it back. And Brittany says don't sing no more.
No.
Love you all.